Chapter 10. Losing. After the woman threw the bucket of blood at me, Mum drove me to school every day. It happened 5 weeks ago, but I was still not allowed to go to the swimming pool. Nan was the only person who understood why I wanted to go back to the pool. But now she was back in her own house, and I had no one on my side. So I had to do things my way. Mum thought that I was going to Marlon's house after school each day, but I wasn't. I was going to the pool. After swimming, I went to Marlon's house for 10 minutes and then I called Mum or Dad to come and take me home. Marlon was unhappy about this because he was lying for me. But I needed to go swimming because I really wanted to touch the bottom of the pool when we played Daredevil Dive. I do not know why it was so important, but it was. Take a deep breath, I told myself. Now go! I dived into the water, and down I went, down, deeper and deeper, until I could see the bottom. But my heart was beating harder and harder, and the sound of blood moving in my ears was louder and louder. I knew that it was time to go to the surface, but it looked very far away. I kicked harder and harder, trying to go faster. I got my head out of the water just in time. But now I had a pain in the top of my left arm and the left side of my neck. Even when the pain started to disappear, my lungs continued to hurt. By the time I got home, my arm was better. But I still felt tired and ill, just like yesterday and the day before. It was getting worse, not better. Mum and Dad were sitting on the sofa listening to music.
"What are you doing here?" Mum said. "I thought that you were at Marlon's."
"I was. I decided to come home by myself."
"You came home by yourself?"
Mum was not happy. "Yes, I did," I said, "and nothing happened." "Sooner or later, Cam has got to start doing things for himself," Dad told Mum.
"Are you okay?"
Mum asked me after a moment.
"I'm fine,"
I lied. I still felt ill. I wanted to talk to Nan, but she was in her own house.
"Mum,"
I began. The doorbell rang. I was surprised to see Dr. Bryce.
"Dr. Bryce,"
I said,
"we only saw you 1 week ago. Your next visit is after Christmas."
"I need to speak to you and your parents," he said. I immediately knew that he did not have good news. When everybody was sitting down, Dr. Bryce turned and looked at me. "I've got some bad news about your last blood tests," he said. "We have to change your anti-rejection drugs. I've brought some new injections for you, which I'd like you to start taking immediately. I'll take the old injections back with me."
"So he has to take more injections,"
Mum said sadly. "Just for the moment," Dr. Bryce replied. He took a small box full of little bottles out of his bag. "We have to watch you carefully. We don't want you to reject your new heart. That's why we have to keep your body strong."
"I understand,"
I nodded. "How are you, Cameron? Are you feeling more tired than normal? Or maybe a bit ill?"
"No,"
I lied again.
"I'm feeling fine."
Dr. Bryce studied me. "I think that I'm going to start coming to visit you once every week like before." After Dr. Bryce left, I lay on my bed trying to breathe normally. But it was difficult because my heart was beating hard and fast again. "Listen," I told my new heart, "I'll play Daredevil Dive one more time. If I touch the bottom of the pool, You must stay in my body and be good. And you, I said to all my body, you have to let my heart do its work. Do you agree? All I had to do was touch the bottom of the pool. I was at the pool again, and I only had one problem. Marlon was there too. Today was too important. I did not want him with me. Why are you here, Marlon? It's not Tuesday. Well, I can swim on a Thursday, can't I? I was going to argue, but then I decided not to. I did not want Marlon to ask me any questions. The water was cold, and I immediately took a big mouthful of air. Marlon dived straight in, and I watched him for a few moments. I was really happy that we were still friends, and that was because of Nan telling me to forgive and forget. Life was strange. Before my operation, everything was so simple. I did not have long to live, so I knew what was important. My family and my friends. But after my operation, everything seemed more difficult to understand. What was important for me now was to touch the bottom of the pool, but not because my friends could. That was not the reason. I wanted to show the world that I was as good as everybody else. Marlon was almost at the other side of the pool. It was now or never. 1, 2, 3, go! I swam to the middle of the pool, took a few deep breaths, and then dived down, down, down. I did not stop, not even when my lungs screamed out for air. My heart and my blood were shouting at me to stop, but I kicked my legs and swam deeper. And I touched the bottom of the pool. I did it! I turned round and kicked against the bottom of the pool to give myself more of a push to reach the surface. But the top of the water was a long way away. Halfway up, I knew that I was not going to reach the surface in time.